Okay, good evening. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to be learning Simon Tav Tas Seif Aleph, maybe Beis as well, we'll see. And so this is page Reish Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph, and we are holding at the beginning of Simon Tav Tas. So says the Shulchan Aruch, these are Dine Makom Nisinas HaEruv. Hanosan Eruv BeBeis HaKvaros Einu Eruv. If you put an Eruv in a Beis HaKvaros, it is an invalid Eruv. Lefisha Beis HaKvaros, also about now, because you're not allowed to get Hanah from Beis HaKvaros. V'kivin Shirotza B'kiyum Eruv Sham. And since you want the Eruv to remain there, Achar Kaniya, Harei Nenebo, that's considered that you're getting Hanah from the Beis HaKvaros. But if you put the Eruv in a Beis HaPras, which is, we'll see, it's a place that's a Safek Kever is there, then it is a valid Eruv. And even if the person is a Kohen, he's allowed to go there because there are ways to enter a Beis HaPras even if you're a Kohen. Namely, if you fly through the Beis HaPras where you don't step on the ground, or you blow away the dirt so that you're not touching any of the potential bone fragments that might be there in the Beis HaPras, says the Mishnah Berura. No saying, Mayri afilu b'Yisrael. This is talking about even a Yisrael. V'minasanu shama eruv b'shvil kohen. And if they put the eruv there on behalf of a kohen, belavatam shebifnim gam kein asum b'shim b'shim shayachal agil makom eruvo. Then even without the reason that we give, that you're not allowed to get hana'ah from the Beis HaKvaros, it would be asur anyway, because the kohen can't get there. It's a Beis HaKvaros. V'kivet kohen u lo afshar. So the first halacha is about anybody, even a Yisrael. The Eruv would be invalid. Asur b'no, mayri b'kever shel binyan. We're talking about a kever. It's not just on a flat surface like we think of in most cemeteries we know of. We're talking about where there's a structure, where it's indoors. Dealing the son of a kever shel karka shari, you put it on kever shel karka, so then it's going to be mutter to karka olam lo nesar. The karka, the ground, doesn't become asur. Kamosh kaz, we are the submission of the valid. V'kol shkeim lo nesanu bekever rak ala karka shep tzadei akvaros. And that's all the more so true if you don't put it directly on top of where the dead body is buried, but off to the side a little bit. V'atay lo kuliyam. Then for sure it's a valid Eruv because there's no Israel whatsoever. Achar Kaniya. So we said, since you want the Eruv to remain there after your Kona Shvisa there, so that's called you're getting Hana'ah. Demasha Munach Sham Ben Hashmashos. The fact that it's there during Ben Hashmashos at the moment your Kona Shvisa, Shushas Kinyan Shvisa, Kaniya Shvisa, Lo Ichbalan. That doesn't bother us so much. Kivin She'in Ma'arvin El Dvar Mitzvah. Because the halacha is you're only allowed to make an Eruv Tchumin for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah. And we know the rule is that whatever hana'ah you're getting from a mitzvah is not qualified halachically as hana'ah, so that would not be a violation of being nena from the Beis HaKvaros. So the fact that you're able to go through this, that doesn't make it a hana'ah. But the fact that you're able to eat from it later on, that's called hana'ah. The fact that it's being maintained and it's being kept there so you can eat from it later on, that qualifies as hana'ah. And therefore you cannot be kona shvisa there. Beveis ha'pras, husada shenechrash bakever, v'chashin midraban, shaminish shamadayin, etzem kisa'ora. A beis ha'pras is a field, I said before, shenevad bakever, but really we're assuming now shenechrash bakever. It's a field that's been plowed over and there was a kever there, but now it's been plowed and the bone fragments are all over it, so we're choshish midrabanan that maybe a little bit of a bone fragment remains there that you might become tamei. So I raise that eruv dol shaycha nisrano klal. It's not nisrano because it's not a beis hakvaros, right? It's not a kever. It's just a beis hapras. So mipnei ratzalomer after midrabanan asul kohen el shom shami yasa baragel etzim kesora. Even though on a drabanan level the kohen is not allowed to go there because he might move in etzim kesora the mitam magomasa, which is mitam magomasa vim kein arei niyachal agil lemakom eruvo. So he can't really get to his makom eruv mikol makom shari, but nevertheless it's mutter. Because he can still go there if he flies through. Which means you put a box, you put him in a box, and you put the box on top of an ox, so he's not going to touch bones. But this only works for Beis HaPras, which only has a Tumah Derabanan and does not have Tumah Soel. But this would not work for a real Beis HaKvaros where he's going to have Tumah Soel. And even if he's in a gigantic box, it's not going to be a hefsek between him and the Kever, because the Oel is moving, so any moving Oel is not going to be mafsik from the Tumah. So if it's not an Oel, it's not going to provide the necessary chatzitza, sheinapech, or he could just blow away the top surface of the dirt. Since it's only mitrabanan, they were samech to be mekil that he could just blow. So if there's a tiny bone, he'll blow it away, and if it's a larger bone, he'll be able to see it, so he'll know to be wary of it. Should we do Sif Beis? Yeah, why not? Sif Beis. Tzarech Shehei, Hu ve'eruvo b'makom echad. He and his eruv need to be in the same spot. Kedei she'ef shelo la'achla ben hashmashos, so that it would be possible from tida ben hashmashos. Lefichach, im niskaven lishpos b'rishos harab, v'niach eruv b'rishos yachid, o b'rishos yachid, v'niach eruv b'rishos harab. So if he wants to be kodesh v'isen rishos harab, and he places his eruv in rishos yachid, or he wants to be kodesh v'isen rishos yachid, but he places his eruv in rishos harab, eino eruv, she'ef shelo la'atim rishos yachid, rishos harab, ben hashmashos, el ba'aveira. That it's not a valid Eruv, because he cannot bring the Eruv from where it is to where he wants to be Kodesh Visa unless he violates Hotzah Midoraisa. Avlin Neskavin Lishbos Bereshos Yachar Bereshos Ram V'niach Eruv B'Karmelis, but if he wants to be Kodesh Visa in either Bereshos Yachar or Bereshos Rabim, and he keeps his Eruv in a Karmelis, Oshin Neskavin Lishbos B'Karmelis V'niach Eruv Bereshos Yachar Bereshos Ram, or vice versa, Hare Ze Eruv, that is a valid Eruv. Shabshas Knias Eruv Shuben Shmoshos Mutalot Zilachim. Because the halacha is you're allowed to violate a drabanan during ben hashmashos for a dvar mitzvah. So since being konish visa with an erev tchumen is only allowed for a dvar mitzvah anyway, so to violate the drabanan of carrying from a karmelist to one of the major reshuyos would be mutter during ben hashmashos. Called davar should be different from logozel ben hashmashos makom mitzvah b'shas alchak, because anything that's only midrabanan they were not gozer b'makom mitzvah b'shas alchak during ben hashmashos, says the mishnah berurah kedeshia f. The whole idea of the Erev is that you're being koveya that as your living space. Ben Hashmashos, whose man kinyas Erev tchila Shabbos. Ben Hashmashos is at the when you're a kohen of the Erev at the beginning of Shabbos. Shekol davar, because anything that is that we said anything that's only midrabanan, they were not gozer ben hashmashos b'makom mitzvah rishas al chakam uvor b'shas davim nosin eruv al gabi ilon shulamata me'asar tefachim v'niskayim lishmos lamata ba'aretz shul rishas rabim. That even if a person puts his eruv on a tree that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground and he intends to be kodesh visa on the ground that is a rishas rabim, af sheish b'zeh shnei shavusim, even though it's a double drabanan that he'll be violating im yitol eruv min eilon, taking the eruv off of the tree. Number one, he's doing hotza'ah on a drabbana level from a karmelist to a shasram to ilan karmelist, because the ilan is a karmelist. And he's utilizing the tree, which is mechubar. It's still a valid eruv mitam til gazra al shvusim ben hashmashos. They simply were not gozer on shvusim ben hashmashos makom mitzvah, no matter how many shvusim you're violating. But we'll see in Sif Gimel that's not an across the board rule. There are some shvusim that they were gozer ben hashmashos. But makom mitzvah v'eruv tchum chashem makom mitzvah. Whenever you're making an eruv tchum, it's always considered makom mitzvah dein marvin el dvar mitzvah, because come on, it's in tav tesvav, because we only make an eruv for the sake of a dvar mitzvah. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if you put an eruv in a beis hakvaros that's shel binyan, it is not going to be a valid eruv, because that's its ongoing existence is something that is considered hana'a, and you're not allowed to get hana'a from a kever. If you keep an eruv in a beis hapras, it's a valid eruv even for a kohen, because even a kohen has the ability to go through a beis hapras if he's very careful not to touch any bones. And then in Sif Beis we said you need to have access between your where your Erev is and where your Makom Shvisa is during Ben HaShemashos. So if one is in Rosh Hashanah and the other is in Rosh HaYachid, it is invalid. But if one is in a Carmelis and the other is in either Rosh HaYachid or Rosh HaRabim, that is perfectly valid, because it would only be the Rabbanan during Ben HaShemashos Makom Mitzvah. And then we pointed out, even if you violate multiple Rabbanans during Ben HaShemashos Makom Mitzvah, that would also be valid. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Se'if Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.